next on the 5 o'clock report.
He didn't deserve.
The integrity of our elections is central to our democracy.
This is an attempted coup by the intelligence community.
Parents looking for help would not have any place to go.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. 800 cases of lung problems and 13 deaths are blamed on vaping. Health officials continue to search for the common denominator. Sabrina Cupid in Atlanta.
The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says they're focusing in on products containing THC.
We found that 77% reported using THC-containing products or using both THC-containing products and nicotine-containing products.
The new advice from the CDC now is to avoid using e-cigarettes or vaping products, especially those containing THC. But she stresses,
we do not know yet what exactly is making people sick.
In Texas, Dallas police officer Amber Geiger testifying today that she killed her neighbor in self-defense.
I shot an innocent man. He didn't deserve.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
They have to be able to prove that the intent was to cause death or bodily harm, that she intended basically to kill Botham John. Now, what's interesting is that she has been saying this whole time that she did not know that it was not her apartment. She had thought it was her place that she was going into, and that she felt threatened because she thought it was somebody who was burglarizing her apartment.
Prosecutors say John was not a threat. President Trump is calling for California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff to resign immediately for sharing false details about Trump's call to the Ukrainian president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the impeachment inquiry.
The integrity of our elections is central to our democracy. So what the president did in inviting outside intervention into our election, it goes beyond the pale.
New York Republican Peter King says this is all second and third hand information.
This is an attempted coup by the intelligence community, people within it. There's absolutely nothing in there. This is nothing even close to President Obama said to Medvedev to tell Putin I'll be more cooperative after the election.
Former Secretary of State and Trump political opponent Hillary Clinton weighing in on the inquiry against the president.
He has turned American diplomacy into a cheap extortion racket.
The House has impeached just two presidents, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Both were later acquitted by the Senate. The CEO of Boeing will testify before Congress on the grounded 737 MAX jets following two deadly crashes. The hearing before the House Transportation Committee is scheduled for October 30th. The plane's been grounded since mid-March after two crashes overseas that killed more than 340 people. To Utah, where community members for and against so-called conversion therapy get their chance to talk about it. Justin Utley speaking at a public hearing in Salt Lake City this week.
Conversion therapy doesn't work. It is harmful. It's been harmful to me. Throughout that process, I attempted suicide.
Heidi Wayland of the Empowered Families Coalition defends the talk therapy.
Parents looking for help for their questioning child would not have any place to go for help.
Before the hearing, the state's Department of Licensing posted responses to a poll claiming 85% support for a proposed ban on conversion therapy for minors. One in eight U.S. women get diagnosed with breast cancer.
Early stage breast cancer is a stage one or stage two non-aggressive breast cancer, and it's the most common kind of breast cancer in the United States.
Deepa Halaharvi tells Family Life News, until recently, doctors have used
a combination of either surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, anti-hormonal therapy, and targeted therapy.
Now, the Oncotype DX test looks at the biology of a patient's tumor.
Back in the day, we gave chemotherapy to everyone, and we treated breast cancer as one size fits all, but this test really changed, and it made this huge paradigm shift in the way that we think about breast cancer.
More than a million women with the early stages of the disease have received the genomic test. Public school teachers in Chicago have voted to authorize a strike that could start within days. Correspondent Matt Small explains.
The union and the school district have been in talks for months over issues including pay, benefits, and staffing shortages. The city's last major teachers' strike was back in 2012 and lasted 7 school days. The union's delegates are scheduled to meet next week to set an exact date. The earliest a strike could happen is October 7th.
Union President Jesse Sharkey.
This is a clear signal from the members of the Chicago Teachers Union at 520 public schools across the city that we need the mayor and the Board of Education to address critical needs in our schools.
Still to come this Friday, a grandma gets custody in New York, pressing for pot pardon in PA, and flying in quiet.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our family life forecast. As far as tonight is concerned, we'll see clouds increasing from west to east. The winds will be increasing as well from the southwest overnight. The combination of the clouds and the winds keeping the temperatures rather mild tonight. Unsettled tomorrow as a cold front works its way slowly through the area. That'll mean some showers and some thunderstorms. Some storms could be locally heavy in some spots. The front will move on off to the east, which will allow clearing as we head through tomorrow night. And Sunday will feature a lot of sunshine, lower humidity levels, and temperatures near seasonal normals.
Thank you, Ken. The grandmother of a young boy found on a porch in Buffalo earlier this month has been granted custody of the child. Family Life's Bill Price has more.
3-year-old Noelvin was found alone on the porch of a stranger on Potomac Avenue in Buffalo less than 2 weeks ago. Since then, his parents have remained missing, but there's suspicion they're dead as the result of a vehicle fire not far from where the boy was found. Police in Buffalo still investigating. The grandmother lives in Florida, where that little boy is from. Bill Price, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is urging those with nonviolent marijuana offenses to apply for a pardon. John Hargraves is with the Pennsylvania Prison Society.
When people are arrested, they have all sorts of hurdles to overcome.
One of those hurdles, re-entering society.
They have a much better chance of getting a job, finding a place to live, of reintegrating themselves into the community.
The Lieutenant Governor's announcement came one day after Governor Tom Wolf announced earlier this week his support for legalizing recreational marijuana in the Keystone State. Thousands of New York parents are dealing with the backlash of the ban of religious exemption for vaccines. Protesters are expected to gather at the Steuben County Courthouse in Bath, New York, Monday morning to protest the state's ban on exemptions. New York's health department says research shows vaccines to be safe and effective for preventing disease. The law requires New York guardians show appointments for follow-up immunizations for their children within 30 days of the first day of school. Next at 5, Bob Price leads the discussion to uncover legislative topics in New York and Pennsylvania.
Capital Connection every Friday, we spotlight the weighty issues in the news with a couple of guys on the front lines. Michael Geer with the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Michael, let's begin with you in Harrisburg. Governor Wolf is on record supportive of recreational marijuana, and he wants lawmakers to act immediately. What are your concerns?
Yeah, it's not a surprise that Wolf is coming out. Lieutenant Governor Fetterman had his thumb on the scale throughout this whole so-called listening tour that he did in all 67 counties, pushing for the legalization and really the commercialization of marijuana. And the concerns that come with that, based on states that have done that, are myriad in terms of health effects on children and psychological effects and crime and introducing the cartels and big tobacco and big pharma into the marketplace. And that's not something we want for Pennsylvania. I don't think the legislature is going to act quickly. This GOP leadership in the state Senate said immediately that they are not interested in moving in the direction that the governor is calling for. And we at Pennsylvania Family Institute certainly see the concerns and are looking for the people in the state to raise their voice against it.
And is anyone watching? I think we're up to 11 or 12 now, fatalities related to vaping. A lot of these are vaping marijuana, Jason. And I know the governor of New York is calling for a regional approach to marijuana. Do you think this is a backdoor attempt to get full-blown legalization next year?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, we watch what's happened in New Jersey. We watched, now the meeting between Governor Cuomo and the Connecticut governor, and they are proposing a regional approach to how we're going to legalize marijuana. And the governor is talking out of both sides of his mouth. On one side, he says that he still is undecided and he has mixed emotions about it. But on the other side, he said, hey, let's talk about what that tax rate should be among all the states. And obviously, when he is facing the billions of dollar deficit that his budget is facing next year, he's looking to squeeze every dime out of every place that he can. I think you're going to see in his State of the State address a call for legalizing marijuana and a tax rate upon it.
All right. I think that'll be one of the first things they try to do when they get back in session. Michael, the General Assembly is still in session. They've just got a few more legislative days on the fall calendar. Are they showing any movement on Down syndrome protection or school choice legislation?
Well, we're awaiting action in the Pennsylvania Senate on the issue of the Down syndrome protection act, which has passed the House of Representatives. And then the issue of school choice, that's something that's spearheaded by the House Speaker, Mike Turzai, to create a school choice program specifically for the school district of Harrisburg. It's been a terrible school district for decades. This is sort of a lifeline to parents in that school district to give them opportunity to find a school that fits their children. We're hopeful
that we'll see action, but the teachers union always opposes any opportunity for school choice.
And if, when we're talking schools, 1,000 kids in Buffalo, Jason, are not in school because of this new vaccine law, schools face fines of up to $2,000 per pupil if there are any vaccine violators in their classrooms. Kind of sounds like draconian tactics here by the state of New York. How come?
Yeah, it does. The state says not just saying $2,000 per pupil, but we're looking at per pupil per day, and so that compounds very heavily. You know, when the government wants to change a behavior, it changes its enforcement of anybody that goes against that behavior. And so we're seeing that unfold. It's having an impact not only on public schools with students that are not able to go, but we're also seeing this far more so in perhaps the Christian schools across the state to where there are greater percentages of students that are not able to participate in classes. And it does lead me to wonder, where does that stop? You know, if the government can say to a church-based school that your students cannot be there on Monday through Friday, what's to stop them from saying they cannot be there on Sunday morning?
Very interesting. I want to talk about the issue of suicide for just a bit, Michael. There's been a 30% increase in the suicide rate the past 20 years in Pennsylvania. I know a lot of factors are driving that, but there is legislation that was, I think, introduced even this week that would punish people who enable or encourage suicide. Explain that a little bit and let us know if that's something that you guys support.
Well, there was a famous case that went to trial and resulted in punishment for a girl who was encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide and through text messages and other things pushing that. And that's an egregious example of that sort of behavior. And I think it's something that should be looked at because certainly when people are in that frame of mind, we don't want to be encouraging them in that direction, but rather to seek help. But this increase in suicide that we're seeing in Pennsylvania and across the country is such a serious problem, and there's so many factors that tie into it, the breakdown of the family, use of social media and people treating people badly, and even the loss of moral values in the Christian faith, I think all ties into it.
Yeah.
I don't know that laws ultimately are going to fix it.
Thank you, gentlemen. You can find Family Life news features on the Family Life Now app and online at fln.org/podcast. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks finishing the week lower after reports that the White House is considering limits on U.S. investment in China, further aggravating the protracted trade dispute between the globe's two largest economies. The Dow was down 71 points, the NASDAQ dropped 91, and the S&P 500 fell 16. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
One way to make your money go further is to spend less. That's pretty basic, but it's easy to overspend, or at least not control our spending. So here's a suggestion. Start paying for things with cash. Studies have shown that shoppers spend 12 to 18% more when they pay with credit cards rather than cash. There's just something about cash. When you've spent it all, you have to stop spending. That's not how it feels when you use credit cards. Plastic makes it easy to lose track of your spending. One American fast food restaurant discovered that the average consumer paid $4.50 for meals when they paid with cash, but $7 with a credit card. That's about a third more. Want to spend less? Use cash.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Bill Price.
Yeah, down to the wire. Final weekend of the regular season for Big League Baseball. Several teams fighting to punch their ticket to the postseason. In action tonight, the Reds at PNC Park taking on the Pirates. Phillies hosting the Marlins. Braves at Citi Field against the Mets. Cubbies in St. Louis. American League action. Tampa Bay fighting to secure a wild card spot. They'll be north of the border tonight in Toronto. The Yankees in the playoffs. They're in Texas. The Twins in. They're in Kansas City tonight. Oakland A's can clinch playoff spot tonight with a win in Seattle or a Cleveland loss. The Indians in Washington taking on the Nationals. The Nats hold a one-game lead over the Brewers for the National League's top wild card spot. going to be a crazy finish in Big League Baseball as we set the stage for October. From the Family Life Sports Desk, I'm Bill Price.
This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with our Family Life forecast as we head into the weekend. A half-and-half situation coming up as we deal with some unsettled conditions tomorrow, and then very pleasant conditions likely to wrap up the weekend on Sunday. As far as tonight is concerned, we'll see clouds increasing from west to east. The winds will be increasing as well from the southwest overnight. The combination of the clouds and the winds keeping the temperatures rather mild tonight. Unsettled tomorrow as a cold front works its way slowly through the area. That'll mean some showers and some thunderstorms. Some storms could be locally heavy in some spots. The front will move on off to the east, which will allow clearing as we head through tomorrow night, and Sunday will feature a lot of sunshine, lower humidity levels, and temperatures near seasonal normals.
Thank you, Ken. Next at 5. If you've ever been on a plane not wanting to hear a crying baby, you have options. CBS's Peter King has the details.
Many flyers just want peace and quiet. Those noise-canceling headphones don't always help. Now Japan Airlines is offering flyers a so-called baby map so they can avoid sitting next to one. It's getting publicity because of a passenger's grateful tweet. JAL is hardly the first to do it. The Washington Post reports that several other airlines, all based in Asia, offer child-free zones. One carrier promises a, quote, exclusive and silent cabin.
And that's the world we live in this 27th of September. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.